Good morning, good people. I'm Kipling Primus, your host for The Local Take. And this week, we are speaking with NAMI Georgia about their upcoming conference and walk. NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, and it is one of the largest nonprofit organizations focusing on mental health. Georgia ranks 51st in access to mental health care, and we're thankful for our nonprofit organizations that provide support and resources. This year, NAMI is hosting their annual conference and walk at Emory University on October 8th and 9th. Shannon Hicks, the development programmer at NAMI, is joining us to talk about this information. Shannon Hicks, welcome to The Local Take.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
For our listeners who may not know about NAMI Georgia, can you tell us about the organization and how they offer support to our community?
We're a nonprofit organization that envisions a Georgia where we all find hope, help, and acceptance. The mission of NAMI Georgia is to empower affiliates to create communities where we're all affected by mental illness, to find that hope, help, that acceptance that I was talking about. And we do that through support, education, and advocacy.
And now this year, the walk and conference are taking place together. Can you tell us who should participate in the conference?
Yeah. The walk and conference are taking place around the same time frame as the conference takes place the day before in the morning of the walk. However, they're actually two separate events. With that said, everyone's welcome to attend both events. There's no limit or parameters regarding who's affected by mental illness, so there are no parameters regarding who we welcome to attend our events. So the setup of the conference and the walk are very different. The conference consists of speaker panels, presentations, and networking opportunities, whereas the walk's very family-oriented with a wide range of accessible activities. And the primary objective of the walk is to raise awareness.
So you're saying anyone should attend the conference, family members who may have concerns about mental health in their family? Is this for organizations if you've got a nonprofit that helps people? Any parameters around attending the conference?
Anybody can attend, absolutely. It is more business-oriented towards professionals, but of course anyone can attend and the information will be helpful to individuals with a mental illness or loved ones who know someone with a mental illness, and also those working in the industry.
Now, you've mentioned that the walk is more of a family event, and the walk is done to increase awareness about mental health. Who do you want to participate in a walk, and how can people do so?
The walk, up until recently, Kipling, was a hybrid event, meaning that we were planning to offer a virtual component for those who didn't feel comfortable attending the event in person, while also holding an in-person walk at the Emory Student Center in Metro Atlanta. However, after new reports and CDC guidelines have been released, we've made a data-driven decision based on projections in order to keep our constituents safe. Therefore, the walk has been made a virtual event. The event will be live-streamed on Facebook and Instagram. However, we have also requested that people join us in a car parade between noon and 4 around the Georgia State Capitol with decorations to promote mental health advocacy and legislation while honking to increase awareness at the political level. If people can't make it to the Capitol, we've asked that they consider driving past a local city hall and making an impact. We'll be having a car decorating, socially distanced party to get ready for the parade at the NAMI Georgia office on Saturday, September 2nd, 1 week before the walk. Details about that event can be found on NAMIWalks.org as well as NAMI Georgia's social media platforms. Again, the walk is open to all ages, and it's a family event. We are encouraging people to bring to walk with loved ones, to participate how they feel comfortable.
So you can walk in your neighborhood, you can walk with friends and family members. Any way that you want to walk, and you can post, I'm sure.
Yeah, absolutely. The hashtag that we're using this year to be united, even if we're virtually participating, is hashtag mental health for all and hashtag vote for mental health.
Vote for mental health. Now, one of the things that you have mentioned is the acceptance. Can you expand just a little bit on what acceptance means?
Yeah, absolutely. Acceptance means that regardless of what one's going through, we're here to offer support and hope and resources in our community. It doesn't matter on age, ethnicity, race. It doesn't matter where you're coming from. What we want to do is focus on where you're going and just accepting everyone for who they are and where they're at.
And the stigma around mental health care, we've had lots of high profile people come out and mention their mental health, from rock stars to tennis champions. But even in those instances, there are people who doubt what they're saying. Why does that stigma around mental health still exist?
That is a good question. And the stigma around mental health is something that we're really trying to work and get rid of and abolish. And that's something that we're really pushing on in advocacy and legislation this year, as we're trying to make 2022 the year for mental health.
We all know that the demand for mental health providers has grown exponentially. How can NAMI assist people in either accessing resources or accessing professionals to help with their mental health care?
NAMI Georgia provides a free helpline for individuals or loved ones struggling with mental health. The helpline operates 9 to 5, Monday through Thursday, and it's not a hotline, but rather a warm line. When individuals call the helpline number, our resource specialist assists in finding mental health resources, and you can also email helpline@namiga.org to request help. The helpline number, if you choose to call, is 770-408-0625.
That warm hotline number again is 770-408-0625. Thank you so much for that information. Now, Shannon, how did you come to work around mental health care?
I've seen a lot of loved ones struggle with mental illness in many different forms and all throughout the United States. However, I also had my heart broken when I witnessed a friend request help and resources for mental illness to then be turned away with no options to receive the help and care they deserve as an individual. I think that mental health care is just as important as physical health care, and I think there's a lot of work to do in order to end that stigma around mental health. That's why I'm here, and that's why I'm doing this work.
When it's close to you, it becomes even more important. Now, how can we keep up with what NAMI is doing in Georgia? And you mentioned affiliate offices, so I know you guys are based in Atlanta. What are the affiliates, and what does that mean?
Our affiliates are at typically the city or the county level. They are the secret sauce that keeps us going, keeps us connected at the grassroots level. And their information, it's different depending on where you are. So if you have any questions about that, please feel free to keep in touch or give the Georgia office a call, the Atlanta State office a call. You can follow us on social media. We have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. The walk will be live streamed on Facebook and Instagram, so please find time to pop in and say hello on October 9th, the day of the walk. Additionally, please check out our website, which is namiga.org. That's namiga.org to view resources and updates provided by NAMI Georgia. And finally, again, if you're struggling with mental health and need help finding resources near you, please call the NAMI Georgia helpline at 770-408-0625.
And now you also mentioned that hashtag vote for mental health. Some people might go, what does that mean? Why is voting for mental health important?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important that when we're using our voice at the ballot box, that we're picking individuals whose priorities align with ours, and also looking into the candidates that we're voting for and making sure that they prioritize mental health legislation and are protecting the people of Georgia.
And one more reason that everyone should vote every time. Shannon, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to share this information with us this morning. I'm going to give that NAMI warm hotline number one more time. It's 770-408-0625. Shannon Hicks, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kipling.